KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, Class 1A girls regional finals, Martinsdale St. Mary's downed Exira EHK by a final of 3-0. It was Glidden Ralston beating Remsen St. Mary's 6-2, Wayne over Mount Air 14-2. In 2A regional finals, Maple Valley defeating Trainer 3-0, Earlham a 5-2 winner over Fort Dodge St. Edmund. In Class 3A regional finals, Clark wins over ADM 4-3. Those winners all advancing to the girls' state softball tournament. In high school boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Sioux City East beating Atlantic twice in a doubleheader, 21-11 and 10-7 in a couple of slugfests last night. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 7-4, Abe Lincoln over Harlan 5-4, Creston beat ADM 5-4. Tonight, boys district baseball continues for the two smaller classes. In Class 1A boys district baseball doubleheaders tonight at Avoca, Griswold plays Exira EHK, while AHST will face Logan Magnolia. At Anita tonight, Guthrie Center plays Earlham, and Cam will face Madrid. At Coon Rapids this evening, Glidden Ralston plays Woodward Granger, and Audubon plays Coon Rapids Bayard. At Essex tonight, East Mills will play Sydney, and Essex faces Fremont Mills. At Lennox tonight, Stanton will play Lennox, and Bedford faces Nishnabotna. At Martinsdale, Nottoway Valley plays Iowa Christian Academy, and Martinsdale St. Mary's will play Orient Maxburg. Also at Underwood tonight, Tri-Center will play West Harrison, while Riverside will face off against Underwood. In 2A district play tonight, in a doubleheader at Carroll, Ridgeview plays Kemper Catholic, and Maple Valley faces East Sac County. A doubleheader at Trainer tonight has Shenandoah battling Trainer and Missouri Valley facing St. Albert. And at Van Meter tonight, those games include West Central Valley versus Ogden and Panorama playing Van Meter. Those winners all advance in postseason baseball tournament play. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association final rankings for 3A and 4A schools out yesterday afternoon. In 3A, Waverly Shell Rock is the top-ranked team to end the season, with Bishop Elon Catholic, Clear Lake, West Delaware, and Fairfield rounding out the top five. Harlan is number six, followed by Centerville, Perry, Algona, and Humboldt. In Class 4A, Dubuque Hempstead is top-rated, with Waukee, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Iowa City West, and Des Moines East the top five. Dowling Catholic, Cedar Falls, Southeast Polk, Urbandale, and Lewis Central round out the final Class 4A top 10. Well, the Cardinals' Adam Wainwright and Seattle's Felix Hernandez will be the starting pitchers for the All-Star game tonight in Minnesota. Wainwright rolled through the first half of the season with a 12-4 mark, tying for the Major League lead in victories. He also has a 1.83 earned run average. Hernandez tops the American League with a 2.12 ERA. He posted an 11-2 mark in the first half. Hernandez becomes just the second Seattle pitcher to start an All-Star game. In the bullpen for the National League will be defending Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw, who already has tossed a no-hitter this year. He's 11-2 with a 1.78 earned run average and fresh off a 41-inning scoreless streak that ended last week. Behind the plate for the National League, Milwaukee's Jonathan Lucroy says it's going to be great catching them, a lot more fun than facing them. When baseball's elite met at Citi Field last year, National League batters managed just three hits in a 3-0 loss. A year earlier in Kansas City, the AL had just six hits with an 8-0 defeat. The game marks the last time that Derek Jeter will appear in an All-Star game. The New York shortstop is retiring at the end of the season. He'll be making his 14th appearance in the Midsummer Classic. Oakland's Yoenis Cespedes is the first back-to-back champion of the Home Run Derby since Ken Griffey Jr. in 1998 and 99. The Oakland slugger defeated Cincinnati's Todd Frazier 9-1 in the final round of the crowd-pleasing exhibition at Target Field last night. Cespedes launched one ball in the final that went an estimated 452 feet. Alex Rodriguez faces a new challenge. He's being sued by his own lawyer. Attorney David Cornwell's law firm filed papers Monday in Manhattan federal court saying the New York Yankees star owes more than $380,000 related to their work fighting his steroid suspension. As first reported by the Daily News, the firm also is seeking prejudgment interest and attorney's fees that could increase that amount to $500,000. Rodriguez was suspended for the 2014 season as a result of a drug investigation by Major League Baseball. He has said that he plans to rejoin the Yankees in 2015. Rodriguez has admitted that he used performance-enhancing drugs from 2001 to 2003, but he has denied using them since. A British Open play begins Thursday at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake, England. Phil Mickelson is the defending champ, but he hasn't won since capturing the claret jug for the first time last year. He'll be paired up with Masters champ Bubba Watson and Ernie Els, and he'll tee off in the afternoon on Thursday. Mickelson says despite the fact he doesn't have a win this season, he feels good about his game and he wants badly to win another Open championship. Two down, one to go, and for Justin Rose, it's the biggest one of all. Rose heads into the British Open as probably the hottest player in golf after winning back-to-back titles for the first time at the Quicken Loans National at Congressional and the Scottish Open. Back at his career-high ranking of number three, he's playing as well as he ever has, and the experience of being a major champion at the U.S. Open at Marion in 2013 makes his case even more persuasive at Hoylake. But he's failed to crack the top 10 at his home major since memorably finishing tied for fourth as a 17-year-old amateur in 1998. Rose says, "Thousands of times I've won the Open Championship in my mind." Well, Tiger Woods was an early arrival to the British Open with hopes of avoiding an early departure. Woods has played only two competitive rounds in the last 4 months because of back pain that led to surgery. That's why he chose to get to England a day earlier than usual on Saturday to get acclimated to Lynx Golf at Royal Liverpool. He at least can count on his health. Even though Woods missed the cut at Congressional in his return 3 weeks ago, he was pleased at having no setbacks, and he's even been to the gym a couple of times this week. As for his goals, well, they haven't changed. When he was asked what would be a reasonable result at his first major of the year, Woods replied in one word, "First." And NCAA President Mark Emmert received $1,707,000 in compensation in 2012-13, a year in which the governing body turned a $32 million profit. The figures came from the NCAA's latest tax returns, which were released on Monday. Jim Ish, the NCAA's chief operating officer and top legal counsel, Donald Remy, also topped the $500,000 mark. Ish receiving just a little over $1 million in total compensation. Remy, who is listed as an executive vice president, was third at just over $619,000. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.